朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
非常感谢主啊！
We want to praise God.
多少人在人生的路上
？And so many people are in this way of life.
充满了失迷，充满了痛苦，充满了无助的时候。
They're lost, they're hurt, they're helpless.
遇见了宇宙的主宰耶稣基督。
And then they come to meet the author of this universe, Jesus Christ.
从我们接受耶稣的那一天开始，我们整个人生改变了。
From the moment that we receive Jesus Christ, our life has forever been changed.
不光今生改变，我们整个永世都被改变了。
Not just this life, but eternity to come, we have been changed.
所以今天早上，时代要跟大家分享这么好的消息。
So this morning, I want to share with you this wonderful news.
我们不是邀请大家来捡蛋或者吃巧克力糖的。
We're not just inviting everybody here to go gather eggs or to have chocolates this morning.
那种商业进到神家来，根本 degrade 复活节的重要性。
Consumerism have entered into the house of God has degraded the importance of this day.
我们来到这里是让人认识这位伟大的主宰，宇宙的神，居然是爱我们的神。
We want to come to have everyone meet.The author of this universe, he is the God who loves us.
他成为我们的救主，成为我们生命的主人。
He has become our Savior, he has become the Lord of our lives.
今天我们要讲一个题目叫做奔驰与永生之道。
And we want to talk about this way unto everlasting life.
我们两个礼拜前在那里想英文要怎么翻译的时候。
And a couple of weeks ago, we were thinking about how to translate this phrase.
实在不知道怎么翻译奔驰啊。
Didn't know how to translate the Chinese word to press on.
我就 Google 了一下。
So I actually tried Google translation.
你知道它出来什么吗？
Do you know what it came out?
Mercedes-Benz.
Mercedes-Benz.
我不用问谁开 Mercedes-Benz 了。Mercedes-Benz 哪能跟这个相比啊？
How can the Mercedes-Benz compare to the theme that we're talking about today?
我这辈子开过 Mercedes-Benz 是在德国。
And I've only driven Mercedes once, and that was in Germany.
你不要觉得很神奇，德国一半以上的 taxi 都是 Mercedes-Benz.
Half the taxis in Germany are Mercedes.
但是这是我非常过瘾，在德国 Autobahn 那个没有竖线的上面开 Benz.
I was on the Autobahn and I was driving the Mercedes without a speed limit.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你真正是永生的时候。
But dear ones, I want to say when you come to know eternal life.
我们不光只是慢慢的漫步其上，你真的是想要奔跑的。
Not only are we just beginning to run, but we feel like we want to sprint.
因为在这里我们得到了伟大的生命，得到了荣耀的未来。
Because we have received a wonderful life, a wonderful future.
这个地上不能比的。
It is something that this world cannot compare with.
所以在我的信息讲到后面那个荣耀之前，我必须要讲一个很现实的问题。
Before I come to this point of glory, I want to talk about something that is very, very real for us.
这是现代的人没有一个人喜欢听的。
Something that no one wants to hear or listen to.
叫做死亡。
It's called death.
我认识一个人，我们都认识，从前在我们中间的。
And in our midst, there was someone that we all familiar with.
他最不喜欢听到死这个字。
He hates to hear the word death.
尤其他要坐飞机回台湾之前，听到任何人讲死，他就呸呸呸。
Particularly right before he's about to get on the plane to go to Taiwan, every time he hears somebody say just the word death, he's like, pay, pay, pay.
Very good. 他就怕坐飞机坐到一半下去了。
He's afraid that when the plane ride begins to rise and it begins to fall.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这一个话题没有人喜欢听的。
I trust no one wants to hear the topic on death, right?
但是这却是一个人类共同的结局。
But it is the common end for all humanity.
我们一辈子只活一次。
We only live this once.
虽然我们在人生的这一条路上。
And in this journey of life.
我们出生的时间、方式、地方。可能都不一样。
The time and the place and the means by which we were born were all different.
有的生在中国，有的生在非洲，有的生在七八个孩子的中间，有的是独生子。
Some are born in Asia, some are in Africa, some are born among many siblings, and some are the only child.
有的生在 Bill Gates 的家里面，有的生在我们家里面。
Some who are born in Bill Gates' family, some are born in my family.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们生下来可能都不一样。
We all have a different beginning.
在人生的这一条路上也不一样。
But in this path of life, we're all different as well.
我们活在今生。
We live in this day.
有人活在秦始皇的时代。
As somebody in their time, in their
life. 有人活在非洲最严重的饥荒的时候。
And live with the Emperor Qing, and now some live among the very poverty states.
我们人生的长短，人生的遭遇，人生各样的碰到的人事物，可能都不一样。
The duration of our life, the things that we encounter, the people that we come across, they all may be different.
但是有一件事情都一样。
But the one thing that is the same for us all.
除非主耶稣回来接我们的那一天到了，不然我们都需要经过死亡的。
Unless Jesus comes and meets us midair in heaven, we're all going to see death.
不管你原来是什么，
It doesn't matter how you started.
早晚有一天要面对死亡。
Sooner or later, you're going to come to death.
有一个人实在活得不耐烦了，有一天他到高楼上跳楼自杀。
There's a person who doesn't want to live anymore. He got onto a skyscraper and he wanted to commit suicide and jump.
在他下坠的过程中，有人伸出窗口问他说， How do you feel? 你现在觉得怎么样？
And as he's falling, and somebody on the, in the, saw him fall and asked him, How do you feel?
他说 So far, so good.
And he said, So far, so good.
怎么没有人笑呢？
Only one person laughed.
你看我们平常彼此问候说你最近还好吗？
And we ask one another often today, How are you doing?
你都说还好。
And we say, We're doing all right, so far, so good.
这不，对啊，就是 So far, so good. 但是你知道不久以后你就落地了。
You know, sooner or later, you're going to hit the ground.
其实从人出生的这一天就在面对死亡。
From the day that the person is born, he is marching towards death.
这不是我说的，这是一个很有名的哲学家，我不知道他叫谁说的。
These words are not from me. There's a very famous philosopher. He said these words.
我跟于师母七八年前我们在德国有一个汉语专家的德国人讲的一口标准的国语。
We were in Germany and there was a brother who was German. He spoke excellent Chinese.
他们带我们到这个马丁路德宗教改革之父他1517年10月31号把95条贴在那个大教堂上面开始宗教改革。
And we went to visit the site of a historic site that commemorated Martin Luther in 1517, that's the beginning of the Reformation.
那天我们走在那条这个威丁堡大街上的时候。
We were walking on the street of Wittenberg.
我们经过 University of Wittenberg.
And we came across the University of Wittenberg.
我们那个照片放一下好不好
I'm ask you to please display the picture.
这是我们在马路上走过来，你就发现威丁堡大学旁边有一个侧门。
And there's a side gate to the university.
上面一个黑黑的东西，你们看不清楚是什么。
You can't make it out very clearly, but the archway right above it.
结果他就告诉我们，这边是一个婴孩，然后怀中抱着一个死人骨头。
This is a newborn baby who's embracing a skull.
这是非常有深度的一个雕刻 this, 你们看不懂的话会后我再跟你们解释
This picture is full of meanings If you can't comprehend it, I'll explain it to you later
这就是我说的从生下来的那一天我们就已经面对死亡
This picture illustrates that from the moment that a child is born, he is facing death
但是我们很少去想这件事情
But oftentimes we don't want to think about that
所以圣经上告诉我们人人都有一死
And so therefore the scripture tells us that everyone is appointed unto death once
死后且有审判
And after this, the judgment
你千万不要以为你从上面掉下来摔死就结束了
But do not think that as you fall, you hit the ground, you're dead, you're done
千万不要以为死亡就是一个结束
Do not think that death is an end
所有的人都有未来要去面对的。
So everyone has an eternity that they need to face.
只是我们如果没有耶稣的话，我们是 end up 在 hell， 在地狱，在阴间的火湖里面。
If we do not have Jesus, our end in eternity is the lake of fire and the hell.
但是如果我们接受耶稣的话，他把永生赐给我们。
But if we receive Jesus Christ, what He give unto us is eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个大消息，这是一个重要的消息。
Friends, this is a great news. This is an important news.
西元1347年，在欧洲爆发了一个黑死病。
In 1347 in Europe, the death plague went through Europe.
整个欧洲几年之间，这个病蔓延了十几个、二十个国家。欧洲的人口少了三分之一到一半的人数。
And just a few years, a third of the population of Europe all died.
他们至少死了2500万，那是14世纪的时候。
At least 25 million. This is in the 14th century.
你只要碰上它，你就死了。
If you just come contact with the death plague, you're dead.
但弟兄姊妹，今天死亡是临到全世界的每一个人，还不是三分之一而已。
And brothers and sisters, I will tell you, death will come in touch with every single one of us, not just a third of us.
人人都有一死。
Everyone is appointed unto death.
你千万不要以为死亡离我们还远。
Please do not think death is far from me.
那一天到晚校园枪杀的事情，十几岁的孩子就面对死亡。
And we hear in the news every single day.Children, young people who are gunned down.
不管台湾，不管中国，不管美国，现在自杀率最高的是 teenager.
Whether in Taiwan, whether in China, whether here in America, the age group that has the highest suicide rate are teenagers.
弟兄姊妹，我们朋友们，我们要醒过来。
Dear brothers and sisters, friends, we need to wake up.
千万不要以为我的年日无穷，我还早。
Do not think that my days are without an end.
没有一个人知道这个飞机会 crash 还去买那个飞机票的。
Nobody goes and purchased a ticket to get on a plane that they knew it was going to crash.
没有人知道这个 long weekend 出去度假我们会死于车祸的。
Nobody's going to go on a long weekend vacation if they knew they're going to get into an accident.
但是美国每一年的 long weekend 至少全国死掉五六百个人在高速公路上。
And the news tells us that at least 500 to 600 people perish given long weekend for a long weekend travel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们，我们现在坐在这里。
Dear brothers and sisters, you are sitting here. Friends, you're sitting here today.
当我说 tick tock, 全世界现在已经死了快两个人。
And when I just say tick tock, that one second,About 200 people have died in this world.
一分钟死了一百多个。
Within a minute, 100 people have died.
等我讲完道的时候，死了六七千个人。
By the time that I finish this message, 6,000 to 7,000 people have died.
当你今天结束的时候，全世界死了150,000个人。
And as you have come to the conclusion of this day, 15,000 people have perished.
死亡临到全世界的每一个人。
Death comes to us all.
在你想不到的时候，没有预备好的时候，死亡就可能临到。
At the moment, maybe you're not ready. You have not even comprehended or thought about it.
亲爱的朋友，当人生在地上的时候
，Dear friend, when this life, as we journey through,
生老病死是每一个人都经过的。
And we age, and we get ill, and we die. We all go through it.
不光死亡是一件人没有办法解决，到今天都没办法解决的问题。
Not only is death a problem that mankind cannot solve.
多少的病医生没办法解决
A lot of illnesses that our modern medicine cannot resolve
多少我们不公平的对待法官政府不能够为我们伸冤
A lot of injustice in this world that the judges and our legal system they cannot do justice for us
多少夫妻中间的关系孩子父母的关系那些 counselor 不能帮我们解决
The problems between spouses and children and their parents counselors, they cannot resolve those issues.
更不要说我们独处的时候，我们内心的那种孤单、绝望、虚空、痛苦，是许多人不能了解、不能解决的。
Not to say that when we are alone, the sense of loneliness, the sense of helplessness, the sense of loss, those are the things that no one can help us with.
所以今天复活节，我们在这里不是庆祝一个节日，我们在这里告诉宇宙，人类有盼望。
But today on Resurrection Sunday,We're not just here celebrating, but we're proclaiming the news that there is hope for mankind.
耶稣说我是复活，我是生命。
Jesus says, I am resurrection, I am life.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
He who believes in me shall also rise.
那还不是指将来我们要复活而已。
It's not to say of that when we perish, when we die, we will rise again.
是我们今天就可以来享受，来经历这个伟大的复活。
But today, here now, in this life, we can enjoy eternal life.
让我们不再怕死亡。
That we're no longer fearful of death.
让我们不再怕明天，刚才唱的诗歌。
That we're no longer fearful of tomorrow.
因他活着，我能面对明天。
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
我也不再惧怕，因为生命充满着希望。
Because I no longer fear, because life is now full of hope.
耶稣来，他胜过死亡。
Jesus came to overcome death.
他败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
He abolished the one, the Satan, who holds the power of death.
为什么他能说这句话
？Why is he able to say such a thing?
圣经上告诉我们，耶稣说：“我曾经死过。”
The Scripture tells us that I have died.
但是我如今活着。
But now I live.
而且我要活到永永远远。
And now I will live forevermore.
我手里面拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And I have the keys of Hades and of death.
听弟兄姊妹，为什么耶稣可以讲这句话
？Why can Jesus proclaim these words？
他为着我们人类的罪曾经死过。
For the sin of the world, he died.
为我们下到阴间去了。
He entered into Hades.
但是圣经上告诉我们，撒旦黑暗的君王，他在人身上最大的控制就是借着人犯的罪。
And the Scripture tells us Satan, the greatest hold, the greatest power he has over us is through the sins that we've committed.
圣经上说，死亡它有一个毒钩。 叫做罪。
It says that death has a sting that is called sin.
因为所有的人都犯过的罪。
Because everyone has sinned.
你会说你怎么知道我有罪呢？
You say, how do you know I have sinned?
并不代表犯的地上法律叫罪。
And I will tell you not just the offense of, concerning the laws of this land.
看看我们里面有多少不健康、不正常、不正经的思想和意念。
And there's so many thoughts within us that is not right, that is not pure, that's not just.
谁没有讲过谎言呢？
Who has never told a lie?
我相信我们的思想、我们的言行，如果当 video 放出来，没有一个人愿意放给别人看。
And I trust that if our thought life, the things that we're thinking about in our hearts, begins to be displayed.
圣经上说，人若说自己无罪，或是没有犯过罪，这是自己欺骗自己。
No one wants it to be seen. And if anyone says that I've not sinned, the scripture says that we're lying to ourselves.
罪的工价是死亡。
For the wages of sin is death.
而死的毒钩是罪。
And the sting of death is sin.
所以所有进到坟墓里面的没有一个人出得来的。
So therefore everyone who is entered into death cannot come out.
因为死亡拘留了他。
Because now death has laid hold of him.
毒钩扣住了他。
And the sting has laid hold of him.
整个人类历史上只有一位。
In the history of humanity, there's only one.
就是我们所传的耶稣基督。
It is the Jesus Christ who we are proclaiming today.
他是宇宙的主宰，他是真神。
He is the author of the universe. He's the one true God.
但是两千年前，他成为真正的人，带着人性来到地上。
2,000 years ago, he took on humanity and he came into this world.
他胜过了所有的试探和罪恶的诱惑。
He overcame every temptation of sin.
他把神的旨意带到了地上，把救恩带到了地上。
He brought the purpose and the will of God into this world.
所以他在十字架上为我们舍命流血，为了要洗净解决我们罪的问题。
He brought the salvation of God into this world, so he went on the cross to shed his blood for the remission of our sins.
感谢主，他不光是解决我们犯过的罪的问题。
But I will tell you, on that cross, he did not just solve the problem of the sins that we committed.
他要解决我们生命里面的问题。
He's going to come and resolve the issue of the problem with this life.
你光去扫蜘蛛网没有用的，你要杀掉蜘蛛。
If you clean the house and you get rid of the cobwebs, it's useless. You got to get to the spider.
你今天清掉蜘蛛网，明天又出来了。
You get rid of the cobwebs, they will come again tomorrow.
问题不是只有蜘蛛网，而是我这个生命。
The problem is not just the cobweb. It has to do with the life that is behind it.
所以当他带着无罪的生命下到阴间去的时候，
And when he took the sinless life and he entered into Hades,
整个阴府想要用毒钩扣住他，扣不住他的。
And this death now wants to hover over him, wants to hold him back, but they cannot.
因为他从来没有犯过罪。
Because he's never sinned.
所以三天之后他起来了。
So on the third day he rose.
弟兄姊妹，整个阴府的权势被败坏了。
So brothers and sisters, the power of death has now been undone.
所以圣经上说，他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
So the scripture said that through death he's abolished Satan, the evil one.
要释放那些一生因为怕死而成为奴仆的人。
To set free all those who've been in slavery because they were fearful of death.
所以当他那天起来的时候。
So that day when he rose.
今天我们唱的诗歌，兵丁突然看守。
And the song that we sang earlier, the soldiers, they watched in vain.
罗马帝国派了那么多带着武器的兵守住耶稣的坟墓。
All those armed guards, those soldiers were standing at the tomb.
他们用那么大的磐石塞住那个洞口。
With a big rock, they come and cover that hole.
石头突然封口，兵丁突然看守。
The rock is sealed in vain. The soldiers, they watched in vain.
这些不过是外面的。
These are all outward things.
那个整个黑暗，撒旦的权势不能拘禁他。
The power of darkness, Satan cannot draw nigh to him.
他从坟墓一起来，胜过仇敌，大大地走开，对不对？我们刚刚唱，我的声音掉了，真是喜乐。他从坟墓起来。
Amen. We sing. He arose. He arose.
人类唯一的空坟墓就在这里。
This is the only empty tomb in the world.
是我94年有机会去耶路撒冷，他们带我们去看呢。
In 1994, I had an opportunity to go to Jerusalem.
我们再回到那一张，那个洞就是埋葬耶稣的石洞。
Go to the previous picture. Again, this hole was the hole we said that the stone had covered.
啊，你如果进灶的话，前面有一个槽，是有个大磐石这样子滚在那个门上的。
And right here, you'll see that there is a pit. There's a groove right in front of this hole. There's a big stone that has rolled over it.
这是从外面看。
And you see it from the outside.
这张图是从里面看。
This is a picture from the inside out.
他们加了一个门在这里说他不在这里因为他已经复活了
They added this door that was there and on the inscription on the door it says he is not here, he is risen.
Hallelujah, 他从坟墓出来了
Hallelujah, he's rose from the grave.
所以今天所有怕死亡的接受了耶稣死亡对我们来说不是结束
Yes, those who are fearful of death, but those who are believers in Jesus Christ, death is not an end.
圣经上告诉我们
The scripture tells us,
神儿女的死亡不叫死亡，叫做睡觉。
The death of those who are children of God are not called death; they call they are asleep.
睡醒呢，被带到一个新的境界，一个属天永恒的境界里面去了。
And when they awake, they're brought into a different realm, a place called eternity.
多少人原来这么怕死的
？All those who were dreadful of death.
从接受了耶稣。
From the moment they received Jesus,
有了永生的把握和盼望
and they had the assurance of resurrection and salvation.
死亡不再是威胁
Death is no longer something that they hold hostage to.
死亡不再是捆绑
Death is no longer a bondage.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们
Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
耶稣基督是让我们得到这永远生命唯一的一条路
Jesus Christ is the only way to everlasting life.
我不是只传给还没信耶稣的人听，我是传给所有神儿女们听。
I'm not here just speaking to those who have not yet come to faith in Christ, but everyone who's sitting here.
永生不是光只是时间的问题，一个永恒的问题。
Eternal life is not just something that has to do with time, something that has to do with eternity.
它更是它性质的问题。
But it has everything to do with the nature of this life.
人的生命不可能永恒的。
The life within man cannot endure for eternity.
只有神从根骨直到永远他是永远的生命。
Only God, who is from everlasting to everlasting, He alone has eternal life.
对，当我信耶稣的时候
，And the moment I believe in Jesus,
神就把永生赐给我了。
So God has given us eternity.
不是佛教的观念将来上西天而已，而是我今天开始就有份于一个全新的生命。
Not Buddhism from the point of enlightenment, but today, here and now, I have a new life.
所以耶稣说，我就是道路，就是真理，就是生命。
So Jesus says, I am the way.The truth and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
所以整个人类历史，人都在面对死亡。
So in the history of mankind, everyone is facing, marching towards death.
没有人可以解决它。
No one can solve that problem.
你看秦始皇这么神气啊。
Emperor Qin, he is so proud of himself.
他派人到东海去寻找长生不老的药。
He sent people to the east to go and look for this medicine that will allow him to live forever.
他今天的骨头可能骨灰你都找不到了。
You can't even find his bones; they're withered away in dust.
他没办法解决。
You can't. He can't solve the problem with death.
人类用各样的方法想要去解决死亡的问题，解决不了。
Man uses all sorts of means to solve the problem of death, and they can't come to a solution.
所以有很多的思想就今朝有酒今朝醉嘛。
So there's a lot of thought that if we only live in this once, then let's just be drunk and live that way.
Enjoy the moment. 那就好好享受现在。
So we enjoy today. We enjoy the moment.
所以在旧约，你看所罗门王，他什么都有。
And so in the Old Testament, there was a king by the name of Solomon. He had everything.
论财富，他连坐的椅子都是金金的。
Concerning wealth, the very chair he sits on is made of pure gold.
而且周围的国家每一年贡献他666他连得的纯金。
Every year, the nations surrounding Israel would bring up 666 talents of gold.
一他连得等于现在的60多磅，你想想看是多少钱给他
？One talent is about more than 60 pounds. You can imagine the amount of money, wealth that is brought to him year by year.
他娶了1000个老婆，他以为爱情可以满足他。
He had over 1,000 concubines. He thought love.Would satisfy him.
他追求知识，追求智慧。人家说，没有人的智慧比得上他。
He pursued wisdom. He pursued knowledge. As it was said that no one surpassed his understanding.
今天连不信耶稣的人中间，讲到所罗门王，大家都知道他是一个智慧的表代表。
Even for the people of the world, when we speak of the name of Solomon, people know that his name represents wisdom.
但是他对整个人生，他说是虚空的虚空。
But his conclusion for life.Is that vanity of vanity?
他说：“论到吃喝快乐，论到享受，谁可以比得上我所罗门王
？”He says concerning eating and drinking and enjoyment of this life, who can measure up to me?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们
，Dear brothers, sisters, and friends,
我不晓得今天我们在追求什么。
Today, I don't know what you're pursuing.
更好的生活
，maybe a better life.
更好的教育
，maybe a higher education.
来到美国，大家认为是 paradise。
And we come to America, we think that this is paradise.
在海上，多少人冒着海死亡的危险偷渡
？A lot of people risking the possibility of death, goes on the sea enters into the country.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。